Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about feeding and eating with kids. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what changes as babies grow up and start to eat solid foods?
So this phase is really about discovery and exploration. It's less about nutrition because, you know, older babies are still probably drinking milk or formula. But it's about introducing the adult world through pureed adult food to the child. And therefore, our own relationship to food becomes more prevalent. And this is where there can be a kind of division of responsibility that can be introduced in terms of how do we create a framework of feeding and eating with our children.
Okay, so giving kids what they want and where they want it.
No, that's not quite the division of responsibility. It's about doing, the parents do the what and when and where of feeding. This is inspired from the Satter Institute. And the children do the how much and whether of eating. So they can have some, you know, self-inspired regulation in terms of how much they eat, but you're deciding what it is that they eat. That means the parents are providing a framework within which children are both held by the boundaries of the framework, but they can also be free to exert some autonomy within that framework.
Okay, but then what about picky eaters? That child that just won't touch anything unless it's a biscuit.
Well, okay, we have to remember that at the toddler years, it's the age at which children are really starting to exert themselves autonomously and exert their individuation, which they do by saying no. That can be a moment which tends towards picky eating kind of unexpectedly for some kids. It doesn't have to be around food that children start, you know, to maybe be more conflictual, or the parents' agenda gets a bit derailed, or that there's more authority plays. That's the idea, is to really be aware of that developmentally without starting to get too entangled around food and feeding and mealtimes.
So what should parents be on the lookout for? Something that actually may prove to be problematic or something which isn't?
Well, okay, so it's normal that kids would be messy, and that can be kind of annoying and require a lot of effort on the part of parents.
I'm still that. Carry on.
Yeah, that it's a time for exploration, for trying things, not trying things. Saying no is normal. And also that it's about the discovery of food, and it's about the relational aspect of how do we share food together? Is mealtime something that's pleasurable? Less about nutrition and more about the coming together or the not being together or the how it is that we are together around food.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabernetweber.net. And if you'd like to hear that show or more like it, you can visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.